Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Shir V'Siyata V'Shmaya. We have been learning the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. In the first Shir, Kedarkenu B'Kodesh, we presented a slew of questions on the Rambam. And now we will get to the Mahalach to begin to start answering them. Neder. And Bezrat Hashem, Advarim Uvusasim, Advarim Uvib Rabbi, Hagon Agadol, Zechut Tzadik Levracha. As Nirakach, B'yisod Adin, the Dina Damachut Sadina, and understanding the foundation on what is predicated the Din of Dina Damachut Sadina. Mevoar Birat Baz, Ani Ohev Tamid Lashon Rabbeinu, Chodze Befnim, Kedesh Anashim Yishmu, Lashon Kodcho, Ve'az Anachnu Rak Mefarshinim Oto. אבל מה שהוא התכוון באמת, את זה צריך לשאול אותו. אז מבואר ברדבז על הרמב״ם כאן, שהוא מדין כל האמור בפרשת המלך, מותר בו. Where does it say that there's a din of din of the מחוס הדין, or what's the mucker? So רדבז הרמב״ם here says, that it's because there was a parasha of a melech that Shmuel told the Jewish people, that a king has rights, and that's the source for the whole cloud of Dina L'Machus Adina, that the king's rule is the rule. Ayin Sham Sheochiach Et Din HaRambam Balacha Aleph Kan Shehu Mishum Dekol Amur Befarashat Melech Melech Mutar Bo Meyada Ashkechan Dina L'Machus Adina Afilu B'Melech Akum. He proves the Din of the Rambam here in Halacha Aleph that it's because Kol Amur Befarashat Melech Melech Mutar Bo, from the fact that we find that there's Dina de Machus Adina v'melech Akum. Even by a Melech Akum, you have Dina de Machus Adina, certainly by a Melech Yisrael. In Kol Amar Parash HaMelech, all the rules that Shmuel laid down in the Parash of the Melech, and the king is permitted. He wasn't just to instill fear in the people, according to one opinion. But rather, it's for real. Because even by a Goyish king, Dina de Machus Adina. And so writes the Migdal Oiz over here, and it's Mefurosh in the Kiryas Sefer in Perikei Migzela, that the Dina de Malchus Adina is Miparsha Samelech. V'kach Mefurosh, Ma Shekatav HaRambam, HaMakor, Lekoach, La'atil Mas, Mikra, Devehaya, Lecha, V'hayu Lecha Lemas, V'avaducha. It's also Mefurosh, the Rambam writes the Makor for the king's power to impose a tax from the pasuk of they are going to be lamas for tax, v'avaduch and serve you. V'hacha mayri lo b'melech Yisrael al Yisrael ela b'melech shekavash me'arei ha'akum. Let's talk about a king who captured Goyish's cities, that we find in Sefer Dvarim 2011, V'hayayim shalom tancha ufas chalach Yakol amnitzo yilcha lamas v'avaducha. So they're going to pay the taxes and serve you. So that's talking about the Goyim. Lo b'melech Yisrael Yisrael melech shekavash me'ra akum delekabayu eino el shalton b'alma. For them, it's just that he's ruling over them. And it's not a classical din of Melech Yisrael. Melech Yisrael is over us. And yet there's still L'Avayu L'Chalamas. So it's mashmah that this whole din is B'chol Shelton Malchus. Whenever there's a king, so even if it's not your king, even if he just captured you, but there's a din, there's din of the Malchus Adina. So it applies to a Jewish king, it applies to a Goyish king, it doesn't matter. And the Rambam writes, when quoting this pasuk, the Rambam says the Yisod HaDin is for the parish of Parshas HaMelech, and say for Shmuel, again, giving the king various rights that he's allowed to do, the powers invested in him. As Mevuar, Shizehu Gam HaDin, B'chol Malchut V'Shilton, that's the din in every Malchus, in every Shilton, that the king has this power. V'kach Mefurash, B'ma Shekatav HaRambam, B'Perekei Migzela, B'Halacha Yudchet, ובשולחן ארוך שין סמך תת סעיף בית, שאין זה אלה במלך שמטבעו יוצא באותן הארצות, שרי הסכימו עליו בני אותה הארץ, ושמחה דעתן שהוא אדוניהם והם לא עבדים. The Rambam there says in the previous halacha that when a king cuts down trees belonging to private people and uses them for a bridge, one is permitted to cross over it. Similarly, if he destroys homes in order to construct a road or a wall, it's permitted to benefit from it. The same principle applies in all analogous situations, because the laws of the king are binding. When does the above apply? When the coins issued by a king are the tender of the land. Because this indicates that the inhabitants of that land have accepted him and consider him to be their leader and themselves to be his subjects. If, however, the coins he issues are not the tender of the land, he is considered to be a roba who takes by the force of arms. He and his servants are like a band of armed thieves whose laws are not binding. Such a king and his servants are considered to be robbers in all respects. So he has to really be a king. That's why there's a machlekes in Eretz Yisrael among the poskim. Is there dina de machus adina, or is there not dina de machus adina? Some hold, very prominent people hold, I'm not saying that people should go against the dina de machus, I'm just quoting the opinion, that the people who came in here are kagazl and bal zroa, kmo chaburas listim, they came in, the Yargun, the Haganah. They started bombing the Brits. They took over, and now there's the Israeli government. But that's not really. They have no right because it's supposed to be a Jewish country, and they're not following the Jewish law. So it's not a binding, situation. Akoponim. That's what we see in the Rambam over here. That Miparshas HaMelech, you have to listen. Eskimu Alav Bnei Yisraelitz. They agreed upon him. They're semech das that he's their master. So he has rights. If he builds a bridge that he cut down trees belonging to private people and he built a bridge, he has the right to do that. Ubebiur agra b'shulchan aruch sif katan tet katav mikoro mimigilad af yudalad amud bet. The gro writes at the makor of the Rambam. It's from Megillah 14b, regarding David and Abigail, that she said to him, "Shelo yotza tevacha ba'olam, your coin hasn't yet been tender of the land, and Mamela, you're not yet king." And they were talking about Adin Melech Yisrael. What does that have to do with the Melech Akum? So it must be that it's all the same koyach. And therefore, it applies to a Jewish king, a non-Jewish king, it doesn't matter. Once you have Tzivach HaYetzev HaOlam, his coins are the tender of the land, he's the king and he has rights. And again, that's only Parshas HaMelech. Akach mefurash, ma shekatav HaRambam sham, the Melech b'gzeila eino melech. A king who steals, who's like a band of armed thieves who just takes over, he's not a king. And Mistam his makor, it's from the Yerushalmi Harias 3:2. It says there, Legabe Malcha Yisrael, it's Kabri Besoyer, Shem Yehu Ve'elech Belistius Hem Not Lenoisa, Umishum Hachim is Kabri Besiira. And from Yehu and on, they were just capturing it Belistius, they were just a band of thieves. And therefore, their kapara is not with the king's carbon of Besoyer, but rather like a hedgehog, like a regular person, with a seira. So if you're a valid king, then miparshas hamelech, you're allowed to impose law, you know, the machus adina. But if he just comes in as a band of thieves, segonish mitgonished. This is batal and mavutal. Basim Gamkin writes, they have a lot of discussions. If you look in the Tzioni books, you know, they have a lot of booklets that they put out, HaTorah VaMedina, used to come out from time to time. A lot of big Talmid Chachamim wrote over there, and other svarims, these big Zionist rabbis, they always talk about the Din Malchus of the Israeli government. But if you look in the svarim of the Haredi Rabbanim, Rosh Yeshivas, you're not going to hear them speaking in the Sprach of Malchus. They hold it's not Malchus, it's a Batul and Mavutul, even laugh, it's Malchus. But other people hold, no, it's Malchus. That's why big yeshivas, Tzioni yeshivas, invite secular politicians to their Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim celebrations. They give them kavod. They let them speak. Even though sometimes they speak words mamish. I listen sometimes online. The imams speak words of kfir. It's terrible. They don't even realize what they're saying. They're just so far away. How can you give them kavod? It's chanufa. They're not from. It's Rabbi Yonah says, so the answer is, truth is, I once sent a letter to a certain yeshiva. And I said, how can you give this person kavod? You wouldn't even let him in your yeshiva. I'm saying, if a boy in your yeshiva, it's Machal Shabbos, he's out. If he doesn't daven, you see that he habitually doesn't daven, you're not going to let him stay in your very serious yeshiva. And this guy never davens. He doesn't keep Shabbos. And yet you're letting him darshan to the boys, giving him all this kavod and singing to him. So I haven't yet received an answer. It's only been a few years. But I think their answer is, it's Malchus. It's Malchus. You have to give kavod to the Malchus. But if they stole it, then so they hold that it's real Malchus. But if you steal a Malchus, we see in the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam paskins that way, so it's a gonisht. So the source of the Rambam L'chayra is talking about a Koyach of a Melech Yisrael. It's talking about Karbonos. And yet from there, the Rambam learned the general din of Dina, the Malchus of Dina. Wherever the king says goes. That the Rambam is talking about over here. The Rambam is talking about the end of Malchus Adina. And his makor is Malchus Yisrael by Korbanus. That it's only a valid Malchus if it wasn't stolen. So what does that have to do with Goyim? The answer is that even the Koch of a Goy Akum, of a Melech Akum, the non-Jewish king is from the Koch of the parish of Parashas HaMelech of HaMelech Yisrael. Like the Kiryas Sefer and the Radbaz right that we quoted at the outset. By the way, we once had a very beautiful lengthy shir from based on the Lahoyrus Nosson. He's got an amazing tshuva and Dina the Machus Adina, very geschmack, analyzing the very yeshitas. The Lahoyrus Nosson is so geschmack because he's a knows Kol HaTorah, knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and he was a huge Lamdan, and he wrote so clearly. Even if you weren't in the Sugya, he had a way of just bringing you in. Amazing. Mamish amazing. Anyway, so there in that Sugya, we spoke about it in the Nedarim Chof Ches, that's one of the Makaris of Dina, the Malchus of Dina. Ayin Shem Barash, Bo V'ni'im, Me'iri. Sheviu ma shekosva atoyz b'shem Rabbi Eliezer. Shalom Radina da Machus Adina. Ela b'malchei umasa oylom. The Motzi amar duhu. Im lo tasu mitzvoy se agari sheschem sharat shaloi. Avo b'malchei Yisrael sheberetz Yisrael. Ko Yisrael shutfim bo. Vein l'melech b'yoyser melish acher lekadina da Machus Adina. So there's another thing that people are mistamech on today. That Poskim rely on today. And discussing the issue of Dina, the Machus Adina, is this a shita of the Rashba and the Meiri? We bring Tosa. We only say Dina, the Machus Adina. Goyisha kings. Why? Because a Goyisha king can tell you leave. You don't like it here, leave. I'm the president of the United States. You don't like my country. We had a president, not the present one, but the previous one, who would say exactly what's on his mind, even if it wasn't anywhere near politically correct and offended people, but he would say it anyway. So he was probably said it. If he didn't, he would. Say, hey, you don't like our country? You can leave. Go back to wherever you came from. So that's a Goyish king has the right to say that. But a Jewish king in Eretz Yisrael has no right to say, leave, because the land is not his. It belongs to all the Jewish people. So he is, the Melech has no more koach than anybody else, no din l'machus adina. So he proves this, that even according to the Mandarma, the other Mandarma in the Gemara, that what it says in the Parashas of Melech is not really, he doesn't have all the rights that it says, that he has. To kick people out, to go wherever he wants, to take people as servants, he doesn't have all those rights. It's just to warn the people, to scare the people. But he doesn't have all those rights. So Beseder, Midin Parashas Melech, he doesn't have those rights. What about Dina the Malchus Adina? So it's muchach that this is only with Goyish kings and not with Jewish kings. But if we say that the whole din of the mechusa din is not parashas hamelech, harei lo kasha midi kushis ha-toisvus hanal, then the kasha of toisvus is not a kasha. If we say that the whole din of the mechusa din is from the parashas hamelech, then toisvus kasha is not a kasha, because toisvus asks, why do I need to come on to the Parashas HaMelech? Why do I need to come on to the Parashas HaMelech? Teba klei mitzad dina da machus adina. Sharei kol dina da machus adina z mi Parashas HaMelech. In other words, Tosfos said, put aside Parashas HaMelech and say it's Dina the Machus Adina. But if you say the Dina the Machus Adina is from Parashas HaMelech, then the Kasha is not a Kasha. The whole Dina the Machus Adina is me Parashas HaMelech. So you can't say, okay, you hold what's Omer Parashas HaMelech, Melech Asirba. So Medin Parashas HaMelech, the king can lay down the law. What about Medina the Machus Adina? He can lay down the law. That's Tosis Kasha. But if you hold that the whole Parashas HaMelech is rooted in Dina the Machus Adin, or whole Dina the Machus Adin is rooted in Parashas HaMelech, it's not a kasha. You can't say set aside Parashas HaMelech as Dina the Machus Adin. If you set aside Parashas HaMelech, there is no Dina the Machus Adin, because the whole Parashas Dina the Machus Adin comes from Parashas HaMelech. So until now, we've been going with the Mahalach, with the Tzigang, with the Gisha, that the Machus Adin is mi Parashas HaMelech. But you see from Teisvis, that's brought by the Rashba and the Meiri, that it's not mi Parashas HaMelech, that there's two separate things. The Machus Adin is separate, and therefore you can say, even if you hold the Machus Adin, even if you hold Kol HaMelech HaMam Parashas HaMelech, Melech Haserbo, what about the Machus Adin? So you see, they're two separate things. ואין שם במירי שכוסב, ומכל מקום מפרשס המלך, יש דינה דמחוס הדינה במלכי ישראל. So he says, there's another zach, there's דינה דמחוס הדינה במלכי ישראל, and therefore you can't say set aside פרשס המלך, and make דינה דמחוס הדינה, because the דינה דמחוס הדינה במלכי ישראל is written in פרשס המלך. אין שם בדברי המאירי, אבל הקופנים מבואר שאין זה הדין המחוס דין השם בגבל. זה הדין המחוס דין the Gemara is talking about. Unlike what we said in the Rambam. In other words, come to us according to the Meiri, and the Rash ben Tosfos, that the din המחוס דין of the Gemara is not rooted in Parashas HaMelech. And that's not like we were saying before in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, it all comes from Parashas HaMelech. And you see that, the Rambam, as we said before, because the Rambam writes over here in Hilchos Malachim, "Shkval Amar Parashas HaMelech Melech Melech Zoche Boy," and he says this. Look, he proves it from Dina Demachus Adina by Melech Akum, by Vahayel Lechol Amas VaAvaducha. So you see that Dina Demachus Adina comes from Parashas HaMelech. It's rooted in Parashas HaMelech. אכן, לכאורה, מוכח, כדבריהם, וכבר עמד על זה בדבר אברום. וחלק א', סימן א', אוי סבוב, בהגור שם, famous תשובה, of the Kovnu Rav, רב אברהם, דובר כאן השפירו, in the very first סימן, the very first חלק אוי סבוב, in a gloss over there, דים כן למד, יאמר כל אמר פרשס מלך, אין מלך מותר בוי. וחילס לה דינא דמחוסא דינא? So the Chaira, it's muchach, like those who hold that the end of the Machus Adina isn't written in Parashas HaMelech, and the Dvar Avram is omer on this Nekuda, because if so, according to the Mandi Amar, Kol Amar Parashas HaMelech, Melech isn't Mutar Bo. What, does he not hold the Dina the Machus Adina? In the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that we discussed in the previous year, the Darim Chav Ches that we referenced in this year, the Gemara asks Bipshitos Ay Dina the Machus Adina. And why can you make another then to the mochs and to the tax collectors being dishonest with them? So why doesn't the Gemara answer Pashit? Why doesn't the Gemara answer that the Mishnah holds, like Rabbi Yehuda holds in Sanhedrin, Shekal Amar Parashas HaMelech, Ein HaMelech Mutar Bo? Just to answer simply, that we wanted to know how you're not listening to the Malchus. The answer is that this is like the opinion that Kol Amar Parashas HaMelech Ein Melech Mutar Bo. In other words, if you hold that the Din of the Machus Adin is rooted in Parashas HaMelech, so we have a question here, how you're not following the Din of the Machus Adin. Okay, it's according to the Mandi Amar, Kol Amar Parashas HaMelech Ein Melech Mutar Bo. Now, Bava Kama, it's obvious from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, it must be, wouldn't help to say that, because even if you hold that the Kol Amar Parashas HaMelech Ein Melech Mutar Bo, but there's still Din of the Machus Adin. So they are two separate things, not like we wanted to say in the Rambam. And we have a Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base, the Rova says, Teida, now I know the Din of the Machus Adina, the Katli Digli, in Shechotchim Shlichei HaMalchut, Kalim, Gami Yudim, the Nash Regishi, Vasim Em Sharim, Vinalai, they cut down trees, and they make bridges, and people pass over these bridges, like we saw before the Rambam Paskins. So you see from this, that there's Dina the Machus Adina. Well, the man the Amar Melech Aser Bo, Eich Yashiv Hay Teide De Rova, if you hold Melech Aser Bo, Kol Amar Parashas HaMelech, Melech Aser Bo, and that means that there's no Dina the Machus Adina, and how is he going to be Miyashiv what Rava says? But look, the kings cut down trees, and they're allowed to. And you pass, they build bridges, and people are allowed to pass over these bridges. So you see, they're two different things. V'chein ayin b'rosh, begin daf yud amud beis. V'ritvo, v'nidorim daf chof ches, shekosvu, v'lash ch'nagaman d'vol edina b'chus edino. So listening, these were shown in the Russian Ritva, that we don't find anybody who argues with the concept of dina d'machus edina. Now, according to the Rambam, who holds that it's mitzvah Parashas HaMelech, Yiksha lahayman diyomer min alay di dina d'machus edina. So, if it's really all mitzvah Parashas HaMelech, the one who doesn't hold the Parashas HaMelech, where's he going to get dina d'machus edina from? Dina d'machus edina is uncontested dina. Everybody else is dina d'machus edina. And also look there in the so again we keep proving over here that there are two different dina. There's Parashas HaMelech and then dina machus dina. Dina machus dina, everybody holds it, and the Parashas HaMelech it's machlokas. Or they call Amar Parashas HaMelech Melech Mutar Bo Melech Aser Bo. And he brings from the Tosfos in Sanhedrin Chaf Amud Beis Yibur Maslo Melech Mutar, who writes according to one Torah that there's no Parashas HaMelech unless it's a Melech who is Nimlech Al Kol Yisrael B'Yudah Meis HaMakom, that he was crowned as the king over all of Israel and Judah from God, unlike Achav. Ayin Sham, again, where he writes about Achav and Kerem Navos, that he had no right to take it. Wait a second. If the Zina d'machus adinu by Melech Akum, Ma garab azeh Achav. You want to say that by Achav? He didn't have Parashas HaMelech. Parsa Melech didn't apply to him because he wasn't made king by God. Excuse me. What does it matter? We have Dina Machus Adinim by a Goyish king. And a Goyish king isn't crowned by God. So it must be that they're two separate things. Dina Machus Adinim now applies even to a Goyish king. And Parsa Melech is something else. So there's no Parshas HaMelech by Achav. It says in Tosis that only Parshas HaMelech you have to be crowned by Hashem, not even the Machus Adina. For that you don't have to be made Melech by Hashem. And there are others who ask, Ein Sefer Einayim L'Mishpat, Rav Ariely in Sanhedrin 20b and others. But there's a Girsa in Baba Kama, that opinion of Rav is Dina L'Machus Adina, and Rav himself holds called Parshas HaMelech, Melech Aser Bai. On one hand, Rav holds Dina L'Machus Adina. On the other hand, he holds Melech Aser Bo. So again, you see, there are two different things. You can have Melech Aser Bo, Aser Bo, Parshas HaMelech, and there's still going to be Dina L'Machus Adina. V'chein, Tzorchin, Makshik, Shebedvar Avram, Shem. We also have to understand what the Dvar Avram wrote. That, from the fact that we see Dina L'machus Adina, not only Gabi Misim, and Dina Gabi Dvar, Shemen L'chaber L'takonas HaMedina, not only Gabi Taxi, Dina L'machus Adina, but even things that are Ben L'chaber L'takonas HaMedina, and Gidna Firom Adbez, Rishonim, Shem L'Gabi Tekev Shtar, Matana, L'Ber Kol Shel Gnachrim, talking about the power of Shtar Matana, that is in a Goyish Accord, that it could be good because it's Takanas HaMedina, Baba Kama 54b, L'Gabi Kinyin Shtar V'Odvoy. What does that have to do with Parshas HaMelech? Well, the Parshas HaMelech I get the Gabe Misim. But how can the Zinat Machus Adina Benam Lechaver Tekanas HaMedina? What does that have to do with Parshas HaMelech? So again, you see the two separate things. V'yem Ram B'Sanhedrin V'yesh Koch Machus L'Argo V'fil Macha Yaakov Ma'in Shom Ma'ash Kasev V'yekor Rei Ritva B'shit Mekubetzis Ma'zein Yel Parshas HaMelech Ha'in Shom. And also the power of the king to kill. What does that have to do with Parshas HaMelech? That's not written in Parshas HaMelech. When Zorachin Dorei Din Parshas HaMelech Kasev HaRambam Kana Rambam Perek Dalid, here the Rambam writes Parshas HaMelech and Perek Dalid Vos Malachim. Kama V'kama Halachos V'Zchuyas HaMelech Mitam Zeh. And if Parshas HaMelech was setting by Melech Akum, so it emerges that everything the Rambam writes here in Perek Dalid is by Melech Akum. And all the Rambam brings by Melech Akum is Mas and Meches in the fifth Perek of Uzela. I all parts of Melech with Melech Akum. So you see, they're two separate things. So here we have a whole slew of rayas that they're two separate things. There's Dina Melech Zedina, and then there's Parshas HaMelech. And if you don't know the Parshas HaMelech, it's still Dina Melech Zedina. But then, where does Dina Melech Zedina come from? I'll go upon him just to make it clear what Parshas HaMelech is. From Parshas HaMelech, Parshas HaMelech, Parshas HaMelech. So this is in Shmuel Beis, in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Ches. That it says, "Ve'yomer Shmuel kol dvei Hashem la'am." Ve'yomer zeh mishpat HaMelech. So what is the Parshas HaMelech? Es b'neichem yikach v'sam lo b'mer kaftoi. U'v'rosh avrotz l'v'nei mer kaftoi. He will take your sons, appoint them for his chariots, and for his horsemen they run for his chariots. And he will appoint them to commanders of thousands. In commands of 50s and to plow his plowing and to reap his harvest and to make his weapons and the equipment for his chariots. And he will take your daughters for his perfumers, for cooks, and for bakers. And he will take the best of your fields, your vineyards, and your olive trees and give them to his slaves. And he will have your grain crops and your vineyards and he will give them to his officers and his slaves. And he will take your male and female slaves and put your handsomest youths and your donkeys and put them to work, and he will tithe your flocks and they'll be slaves to him. And you will cry it on that day and you say, oh my gosh, this is what we asked for, this is rough. And God's going to say, not going to answer you. Sorry. Kitzer, so that's Parshas HaMelech. So, Mir Tashem, Ritzot Hashem Darkeinu, in the next year, we are going to get to the bottom of this, not to the bottom, but we're going to be on our way, Mir Tashem. And we're going to see Neflos. So please, my Rabbi Sai, stay tuned. It is going to be awesome. Okay, so this is an Eitz Torah Kamash Malan, to look in the Sefer Dvar Avraham in Siman Aleph. Because that's a very fundamental tshuva about this. And the Bechlal, you know, when you look, if you take, do a search, an Otzer Chachma search, and you just type in the simple words, Dina the Machlus Adina. So how many Totzot are you going to get? How many mentions? So not so many. Only 83,196. And in 13,309 Sfarim. It all starts out with a Sefer called Dina de Machusa by Rabbi David Shore. It's a contemporary Talmud Chacham. And he has only 904 pages on Dina de Machusa Dina. And then you have Shmuel Shiloh. It's a Sefer written some time ago. He has 525 pages, more of an academic work. And Rabbi Wasserman, a very popular lecturer today, Rabbi Ari Wasserman in Los Angeles. So in his Yonei Parsha, he talks about it 489 times. And then you have a Sefer Dina Machus Adina by Reuven Tzion Leibowitz. Kitzer, my Rabbi Sai, a lot. And I see her in the Mayan Oimer, which is a sefer of questions that he asked Rav Avadia Yosef. So, fascinating book. So it's Rav Avadia answers in one line, in two lines, in one sentence, in one word, three words. And then in the bottom of the sefer, and under the line, he writes copious notes, sources, a lot of them based on Rav Avadia himself. But Kederach HaSfardim, Achenu HaSfardim, very, very broad, vast compendium of Makaros. And I see here the first Shaila he has in the 10th volume of Mayan Oimer. I guess, Yom Yom Le'abi Oimer V'lai Lai Chavid Das. So this is Yabi Oimer, Mayan Oimer. So he asks, a person heard about how serious it is to go to a Goyish court, but he says he works in the archives of the Goyish court system in Israel, meaning the secular court system. Can he work there? And the Rav Avadia gave him a bracha, he should find another parnasa, without actually going ahead and saying it's aser. So in the footnote, he launches into a whole discussion between the Machus Adin and Eretz Israel, what it applies to. Very interesting. All right, my Rabbi Sai, Samir Tashem. This was totally awesome. And the next year, we will plow further, and we will see Niflaot Rabot Atzumot V'Gdolot Mitorat Hashem. V'Anachem Nodel Hashem Shizachinu Ashreinu Matov Chelkenu U'Manaim Goralenu U'Mat Yafa Yerushatenu. That we're zeichet to learn this Torah together. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.